those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, where I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Here we go again with hour two of the show. Mary and I are coming to you live from Grenada. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, March 15th, 2025. Nice having all of you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today. Mary, you always love to give the announcement as far as the music.
I do. Music credit goes to, of course, the iconic Bob Marley and the Wailers. That's One Love, recorded in 1965 for the first time.
Mary and Bobby, they handle all of the
Caribbean
folks
vibe
for the show. Listen, today's broadcast is part of the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. We have already had a very busy hour here on the Seaboard Ovation. A reminder to all of you listening across the USA via one of our 600-plus radio stations out there, which thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to cruise with Mary and me this August in Alaska for our big Let's Go America Tour Alaska cruise aboard the Seaboard Quest, there's a 14-day option leaving from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th. There's a 7-day option leaving Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. There's just a few cabins left. We were just notified that. Looks like that's going to sell out like last year's as well. So go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. Right at the top of the homepage, there's a link that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seaboard Alaska Cruise. Has all the information and get your reservations made today or certainly very quickly.
All right. Last week, you heard us talking with magicians Chris Cox and Jamie Raven on the show. We met them on previous Seaboard cruises. The nightly entertainment on these ships is really special. They have a relationship with a company called Belinda King Creative Productions. That's an award-winning global production company, and they really bring cruise passengers some of the finest shows at sea. And back in October and November, when Robert and I were on the ship with show fans, we met two of their talented entertainers who are still performing here on the Seaboard. So we thought we would introduce them to all of you listening. So on mic three, we have Star Lister Cochran, on mic four, Benjamin Garrett.
Benjamin,
welcome,
and Star,
guys.
Listen, very nice to have both of you aboard with us today. Thank you very much for coming up here and joining us on set. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Well, we're happy. We're always watching you perform, so now the folks here at Seaboard Square get to see a little more of that.
Oh, yeah.
Star, we're going to start with you. You know, I want you to share with everyone where home is.
Home is Coventry. It's right in the center of England.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. Very all right. And then talk with us now about, you know, what it's like to be part of the entertainment team on a ship, specifically these, you know, past months that you've been here with Seaboard, and what you personally enjoy about performing at sea.
Well, I love working at sea because it's a good opportunity to, of course, travel the world whilst I also get to do what I love every single day. I'd say a highlight, especially on Seaboard, is that the shows are, well, I'm being biased, but they're very, very highly skilled, let's say.
They are indeed. Choreographed, well performed, no question. You're doing elite entertainment here.
Well, thank you very much. But yeah, it's also a challenge, which is nice. So you never get bored of doing the same shows that we do, because we're on board for around 6 months at a time. So you're always challenged and trying to keep the shows fresh and new. So that's a big perk in the travel side of it also.
So, Benjamin, really similar question. First of all, where's home for you?
I am from Milton Keynes, England, just beneath Coventry.
Okay, so not too far from Star. So when we saw you perform last October and November, you were fairly new to the team here. And my question is similar. Describe your experience, what it's been like performing on a ship, and what you've come to enjoy about ship life and Seaboard.
Well, performing for Seaborn's been very different for me because I started off on the really large ships with Royal Caribbean, and I made the amazing switch to Seaborn, and learning to be in a much smaller cast on a much smaller, more intimate stage has been a real learning experience for me, and I feel like I've benefited a lot from that change.
So Benjamin, to build on that a little bit, you know, I'd like to hear, you know, what prompted you to give cruise entertainment a try?
If I'm honest, my agent pushed me towards that. I didn't actually know about cruising before I decided to move into cruising. I'd never seen a cruise ship. I'd never left Europe. And then all of a sudden I was flown out to America and then flown out to China. So it was a big wake-up experience for me to see the world of cruising.
It happened fast, kind of story.
You know, Star talked about it a little bit, but from your perspective, the quality of the entertainment here, talk about that, because, again, we have a lot of listeners back in the U.S. right now that they've cruised. They haven't cruised necessarily with Seabourn. We're working hard to make that change happen out there. But talk a little bit about that.
I was blown away when I met the other cast members. I was flabbergasted by their talent, and to be frank, I was quite intimidated by their talent. And that's only grown since I've met them, and hopefully I've grown with them. But yeah, I was blown away by the talent of my castmates.
Star, some very famous singers and performers started out on cruise ships, quite frankly. Jennifer Hudson is one that I always think about. And last month we met Dana Monique, and you were here. She was cruising with us, very talented.
She's now going to join us in Alaska. She's working to make that happen.
How did you get your start in cruise entertainment, and what do you enjoy most about performing in front of a shipboard audience that is maybe different from a land audience?
Okay, so I started because I trained in musical theatre for years. Since I was two, I was dancing and began singing at five. And then I went to train professionally just outside of London in Guildford. And cruising's always been like a popular route that entertainers can go down. And it was definitely the travel side of it pulled me into it. The second question was...
What do you like about, in terms of the audience, performing in front of a ship audience versus a land audience?
Well, specifically with Seabourn, the theatres are a lot more small and intimate. Mm. So that's, for me, I love that, because when you're performing, you actually get to look into the guests' eyes and really see who's there with you.
Yeah, you get instant feedback.
Yeah, and we make friends with a lot of guests on Seabourn. It's much more of a personable ship.
Sure.
So we really are friends with a lot of... our guest friends, which is always a nice support in the audience.
Talk a little bit, and this could be to either one of you, Benjamin or Star. I mean, talk a little bit about, you know, when you are... You get off the ship, right?
Yeah.
And see parts of the world. That's the beautiful part you mentioned there. But what's a typical performance day? Do you like to get off then and do rehearsals, before rehearsals and so forth? The day of performance, do you do rehearsals? What's a show day like?
Well, everyone's preferences are different. I love to go outside no matter if it's a non-show day or if it is a show day. Okay. So typically, if it's a show day, I'll wake up around 10 and then I'll head outside, grab some lunch, head to the beach, seeing as we're in the Caribbean now. Or
sure.
Caribbean, should I say.
Yes,
it's like tomato.
I know.
It is. Go ahead.
Do you have real quick before we run out of time, favorite itinerary, if you had to choose, or area of the world, Benjamin?
It's between Japan and the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, love the Mediterranean.
Star? I'd say Norway, Australia.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
And Greece.
There we go. Okay. Well, Star, Benjamin, appreciate you joining us here on set. We thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
It goes by quickly. We call this the fastest 2 hours in travel, right? So, I mean, it moves by quickly.
We'll see you guys perform tonight, I believe.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it. Are you both doing the crossing, by the way?
Yes, we'll be here until Lisbon.
Oh, you are? Okay, so a lot more entertainment coming, folks, for them. All right, well, Bobby, I know it is going to be time for us to toss things back to you in mere moments, so I'm going to do that right now. Folks, I want to remind you, if you have any travel questions, any travel information, show comments, whatever, go to rmworldtravel.com, click on that Contact Us button. Up next, Head of Guest Services is going to join us. I see him here. He is ready to go in Seabourn Square. Our live broadcast from Grenada and the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise continues in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can't pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is more aggressive than ever, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Get ahead of this with the experts at Tax Network USA. In fact, Tax Network USA has a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid. But you need to move fast with April 15th coming. This is a free service and it's 100% confidential. Visit tnusa.com/carry or call 800-958-1000 or find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Escape the madness that is March and get yourself some everyday earbuds by Raycon at buyraycon.com/carry. With active noise cancellation that drowns out the most maddening sounds, their everyday earbuds are your quieting sidekick for the gym, for work, and really for everywhere in between. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands, you're going to save some money. So go to buyraycon.com/carry, get 20% off the best-selling everyday earbuds, or visit rmworldtravel.com and just take a look under sponsors.
We all need routine that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. SimpliSafe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplisafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplisafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
If your spine needs extra TLC or you have sleep issues, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And the best part, Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free, and they ship right to your door. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress that's just right for you. Go to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide for their big March Madness sale with free shipping in the U.S. helixsleep.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com. Under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Today's live broadcast from Grenada is certainly moving right along here, Mary, for sure. Welcome back to the Seaborne Ovation. Hope everyone is having a great time. Is everybody here having a great time as we gather? Yes? Well, thank you so much for all being here. We appreciate that. Well, this is all part of the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. It is a beautiful day here as we transmit back to the USA. Before we get into this G-Block, we are sponsored by SimpliSafe.com/carry.
And there's no safe like SimpliSafe. Whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after.
Yeah, that, we certainly want that to happen. Listen, folks, they have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. Professionals that can see, hear, and speak with intruders, that can dispatch the fire, ambulance, police, whatever is necessary. No contracts. It costs less than a dollar a day. Go to simplisafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% as a show fan or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Last hour, we connected you with the captain, the cruise director, and the hotel director. And just last segment, you heard from some of the Seabourn entertainers. And, you know, Robert and I were talking. We thought, well, maybe we'll interview the spa director or the chief engineer officer or the executive chef, even the sommelier. These are all really important roles, but and they would have been great choices. However, part of why people cruise is to enjoy all of the great onboard experiences, and there's not a guest on this ship that has not interacted with the team at Guest Relations. So let's welcome Head of Guest Services, LaRue Van Dyke.
So LaRue, the moment that Mary and I met you, we knew you're going to be great for this segment. So say hello to America right now and all of our show fans listening back in the USA.
Well, it's great to be on the show with you, and great to be part of the team and the broadcast.
Well, and thank you for everything you've done in helping to make this happen today. So I'm going to start with something that sounds somewhat simple, and that's providing good customer service. You know, doing the little things so the really big things have an impact. Our experiences with Seabourn have consistently shown that this cruise line just gets it right. An example is something like knowing the guests' names, remembering their preferences, you know, treating everyone as individuals. We're not in the transactional world that we find so often in our society today. So talk about how much effort goes into knowing the passengers personally, sometimes even before they get on the ship, and connecting with folks to deliver that customized guest experience.
Yes, of course. There's definitely the teams have their own techniques to learn names before guests come on board. That is one of the things that we do. But I think the personal interactions is the key that we have with the guests. From day number one, when you meet a guest, if they say, oh, I like this drink, and then the next time that they come up, they have that exact same drink on there, or even at the coffee shop here, they are amazing to know what how you want your coffee in the morning, and you don't even have to ask for that. So
very anticipatory, and it's very impressive. LaRue, what struck Robert and myself about you is you don't appear to be ruffled very easily by much. You look like you can handle almost anything that comes your way while maintaining a sensitivity to whatever it may be. You're friendly, you're personable, you're very visible. But you and your team really are the face of the brand when guests are on board. Suffice it to say, it's a busy job. Talk about your role leading guest relations, what you enjoy about it, and what it involves.
Yeah, so we're the smallest of the one of the smallest departments in the hotel operations. There's only eight of us in the team, two operators, and then the four specialists that answer the questions up here in the square, and then there's me and my assistant. So we mainly focus on answering questions for guests, and then also directing and assisting with any of the concerns that they have, and we're the link between the guests and other departments, and also sometimes our shoreside team that we need to rely on helping us solve some difficult situations.
So one thing I do want to know, because we've done a number of broadcasts from seaborne ships, people always ask, oh, is it really a square? No, it is not necessarily a square, folks. We're just going to let you know where we are on the ship. But this is similar. This is akin to the hotel lobby, if you will, like, to give people an idea. But you've got a great cafe. The gelato people are coming for all the time. So I want to go this direction with you, you know, because Mary and I, as you know, we were on the ship last month for a personal cruise to celebrate an anniversary and a birthday, and we've had a number of people ask us why we chose to do a seaborne cruise since we work with the company and, you know, cruise, you know, with the radio show consistently. We certainly have access to so many travel opportunities. You know, we have many strong relationships in all aspects of travel hosting this program, you know, across the United States. But because we've worked with Seaborne since 2017, the company has consistently invested in us and in the show. So we felt a good way to demonstrate that passion and support for Seaborne kind of in a reverse fashion was to invest back our own monies and take a personal trip. And I'm setting that up because the guest relations team, you know, Thierry and the hotel team, the culinary team with Chef Jess, all made that such a special trip for us in a way that we had not expected. You know, from a special birthday cake that was my exact favorite with white chocolate and passion fruit filling.
Shout out to Laura in guest relations.
Oh, my God, that was unbelievable, right? You know, decorating the room for the anniversary. I mean, I could go on and on. But I want you to talk with everybody about some of the ways that guests can celebrate big occasions, maybe even smaller occasions, whatever it is, how you and your team will assist in making that happen.
Yeah, there's so many things that guests come to celebrate on board. And I think one of the most intimate and one of the most touching experiences that myself and the team can assist with guests is sometimes people come on board and they would just want to celebrate the love of a loved one that has passed away. And we actually do small, very intimate ceremonies for guests that want to do a scattering of ashes ceremony for instance on board.
Yeah.
At sea, yes. Mm-hmm. A few environmental things that we have to look after, but we can definitely do that for guests. And it's really one of those things that you get really personal with the guests and get to know them on a very personal level. Other than that, guests come and they want to do a renewal of vows. They want to say, I do again after 50 years or 60 years or whatever the case might be. And we love doing those for guests as well. We will do a special cake, nice wedding cake for them, some flowers, and the captain come and do the vow ceremony. And there's some special areas on the ship that we can do those type of things. And then you're more... your more regular things like empty nesters. They come on board the ship. They come on board the ship because the kids have just left the house and they're now free to travel and they want to celebrate
rediscover
that.
Each other again, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And then there's the most common things like wedding anniversaries and birthdays.
Sure.
And for all of those, you know, like you said, we decorate the suites. We will do a nice cake for you. And sometimes even a very small thing like draw a nice bath with rose petals when you come back from a long day outside.
The part that I want to get across, because again, it's so difficult sometimes for us to articulate all the things. You don't charge at all for it. It's all done as a personal service, and it is something that's very special that's done.
That's
that people
correct,
are going to remember.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a seaborne moment, as they
it's
like to
definitely
say.
It's definitely a seaborne moment.
Yes, it is. So,
LaRue, let's talk about some of the other responsibilities in addition to handling special occasions and events that people want to celebrate. And I appreciate you highlighting that scattering the ashes. That's new. We did not know that. And there are many places people cannot do that anymore. So I think that's important for listeners to know. If a guest needs assistance with their account, this happens, whether it's loyalty rewards or whether they want to add an excursion after they've boarded, walk us through some of the more frequent requests that you can assist with.
Yeah, definitely. On embarkation day is usually our busiest day, and that day is where we do all the internet inquiries and all the connecting those devices, because everybody wants to stay connected and show their friends on social media what they are up to on board the ship. So that's probably one of the big things. Okay. Then just general account inquiries that we will help guests with, and also do different bookings around the ship, whether they want to go to Solus or they want to go to the spa or any of those. We assist with general tour information and destinations information as well. So that's why it's so important that the team also go out in the port, and if they have that off time, just to go and explore the ports, to give that guest the extra little bit of information that they can about any of the destinations that they have. And one of the most important things is that our first-time cruisers on board, and just to orientate them around the ship so that they have the best experience on board and know what they can do, because they've never sailed on a seaborne ship before.
You have a very busy job, but again, we got a lot of happy faces here sitting in the audience, so we know you're doing your job well. LaRue, listen, we very much appreciate you joining us on set today. Thank you again for all the hospitality that you have shown to Mary and me. We look forward to doing this on a future cruise with you. So thank you.
You've
been
wonderful. Thank you, LaRue.
All right, so folks, we are going to get ready to toss this once again back to Dallas and to Bobby. Up next, Mary and I were going to take you off the ship to share an experience that we had in the British Virgin Islands earlier this week. I have to tell you, it was such an opportunity to go. Tortola was a new place for us. And
what a great experience.
We're really enjoying the British Virgin Islands. So later this hour, by the way, we're going to hear from some of the passengers traveling with us as well. A reminder, we archive every hour of every broadcast on our show website once it legally airs across the United States on our 600-plus stations. Our big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise returns after these messages. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's some exciting news that you don't want to miss. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, is giving away $500 in cash to one lucky winner. And here's the best part. Everyone who enters is going to get a free one-year AMAC membership, which means access to exclusive travel discounts, including hotels and restaurants, benefits, and the kind of advocacy that you won't find anywhere else. So go to amac.us/carry and enter the sweepstakes. Totally free to enter, and the deadline is March 31st. amac.us/carry or visit armworldtravel.com under sponsors.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Let's Go America. This is the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean Cruise live broadcast. Mary and I are aboard Seabourn Ovation. We are in Grenada today, and we're sponsored by amac.us/carry.
Do you care about your country? How about your hard-earned money? Do you like saving on travel, restaurants, movies, and more? If you answered yes to anything I've just mentioned, go check out amac.us/carry, the Association of Mature American Citizens.
You will absolutely enjoy all the travel savings you get as an AMAC member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, so much more. As a show fan, and you're also going to get an exclusive five-year membership for just $31. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, enjoying the excursions when you cruise is certainly something we recommend. The variety of what's offered is vast. Earlier this week, we were in the British Virgin Islands, specifically Tortola. We decided to get adventurous and head out on a rugged 4x4 exploration led by our guide, Keenan Sonson, who really showed us around. And here's some of our conversation with Keenan.
Okay, Keenan, here we are, beautiful beach that we're looking out to right now. I mean, this week is part of our big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. We're here in the British Virgin Islands, Soper's Hole, the western side of Tortola. Had a chance today to look over to the American Virgin Islands, St. Thomas we were looking at over there. That was great. So let's start with where we are, Keenan. Some marina that we came in today, looking out to just some beautiful areas here. Describe Soper's Hole and what folks will see when they visit.
Okay, so first off, we started at Soper's Hole, as you said. Soper's Hole is on Frenchman's Quay. So Frenchman's Quay is actually where the first Dutch settlements were established in the British Virgin Islands. That was in the early 1600s. At Soper's Hole, there's a very, very popular restaurant there known as Pussers. From Frenchman's Quay, we're going to go over the bridge onto Tortola. We're going to drive along the west side of Tortola.
Yes, and you're leading me right into the west side of Tortola. That's perfect because, first of all, I had no idea that there was any surfing here because the water is very calm. It's easy to swim in the waters here, but you took us to an area where we saw surfers and Carrots Bay. And talk a little bit about where you took us today after Frenchman's Cay.
So after Frenchman's Cay, we were on the west side of Tortola and we could see the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Thomas and St. John. Then we moved along the northern coast of Tortola, and we saw Capoons Bay. Capoons Bay is one of our popular surfing destinations, in the British Virgin Islands. There's also Burroughs Bay as well. A lot of persons do.
And is that where we saw the surfers?
We saw the surfers at Capoons Bay.
Capoons Bay, yeah. And we saw the shellman who's been collecting shells for how many years?
Over 25 years, correct.
I've never seen so many shells outside of the water. And so let's talk about these vehicles. Seabourn calls this the Caribbean Safari. What are we driving in today?
So we're actually driving in 2005 Land Rovers, 2005 Land Rover Defenders. Yeah, very rugged, but very strong vehicles.
Help us get to these inaccessible places today, for sure.
So, Keenan, you know, really, the waters here, I mean, they're just gorgeous. I mean, they're so clear. I can see why diving and snorkeling are so popular without question. This week, we're traveling to many of the islands with Seabourn, and each has its own personality and cultures. We've got a very large American audience listening back in the U.S. right now. So, you know, how would you describe the British Virgin Islands to them as far as the people and the vibe?
So, I'm not originally from the British Virgin Islands, but when I came here...
You're St. Lucia, correct?
Yeah, I'm from St. Lucia, okay. Yes. When I came here, everybody is just laid back, you know, we love to drink.
Well, you just took us to a great area where they're making rum that goes back, you know, many, many, many years, correct?
That's correct. It's over 400 years.
Think about that. 400, America's not even that old.
Mm-hmm. They've been making the same rum, same recipe, over 400 years.
But talk about the people and the vibe of the British Virgin Islands.
So in the British Virgin Islands, there's little to no crime here. Little to no crime. We can leave our phones, we can leave our keys in our vehicles, we can leave the vehicles open. You can have your jewelry in your neck, you can have your phones in your hands, and nobody will bother you.
I love that. All right, so, you know, now one other thing. 8 years ago, so the island was hit hard by the hurricanes of Irma and Maria. Recovery has certainly happened for folks. But besides tourism, fishing is big here. I want you to talk a little bit. The Caribbean lobster we all know about. We've seen some massive lobster. But what else will you catch in these waters?
So in these waters, you can get some Spanish mackerel, some Dorado. Or as people call it, Mai Mai.
Okay.
You can also get a lot of quinconch here as well.
All right. And one more thing. Reason for our listeners to come to the British Virgin Islands, in your opinion?
There are a lot of beaches, a lot of good vibes from the people. There's also the baths, the Virgin Gorda baths, if you've ever heard of the Virgin Gorda baths. A lot of trails as well. You have the Sage Mountain Trail. Yeah.
And we also heard Fungi music today, and I learned that that means, real quick, a mashup.
It means a mashup, like
also
a mix-up.
A dish here.
A mix. It's also the name of the national dish here as well, which is a fish and mayonnaise sauce and fungi.
Fungi, that's it. Okay.
Fungi.
A little bit like reggae, but it's a little different. All right, listen, Keenan, we had a great time with you today. Thank you so much for hosting us on our Caribbean Safari with Seabourn. We really appreciate your time. We learned a lot about this island, and thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for coming to our island. I hope you come again, and I hope you come with more friends and family.
Sounds good. Next time. Thank you.
You know, we loved his personality. What a great experience, folks, for sure. You know, as Mary said in the setup, the variety of excursions available to you when you cruise, it is vast. You know, we've enjoyed city tours, visiting wineries and museums and distilleries and so forth, underground caves and grottos, great food experiences. But what we did this week with Keenan and the 4x4s, it really was nicely done.
Oh, it was such a great excursion. And we did enjoy Virgin Gorda in February, but Tortola was beautiful. And, you know, there are 60 islands that make up the British Virgin Islands. Lots of beaches and boating. All right. When Robert and I return after this bottom of the hour break, we'll talk shipboard credits, whiskey, and dining under the stars. Today's Let's Go America Tour Caribbean Cruise broadcast will continue in 3 minutes, so stick around. You don't want to miss what's coming up next.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here. This week, you hear us on the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with show partner Seabourn. Well, how would you like to travel with Mary and me and experience a Seabourn cruise for yourself? You can do that right now if you go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, and click on the link that says, Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. This August, we're going to be cruising on the Seabourn Quest in Alaska. You can book with us to enjoy a full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th that'll bring us back to Vancouver, Canada. Space is limited. Right now, you can get all the information again on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. When you book, you're going to receive a complimentary two-category veranda suite upgrade, plus save $2,000 on a penthouse or premium suite, or $1,000 on all veranda suites, which are oceanfront. RMWorldTravel.com. Click on Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise, and secure your spot with us for what's going to be a trip of a lifetime and so much fun. Book this today, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
It absolutely is. Let's go, America. Welcome back to Grenada with us. Mary and I are aboard the Seabourn Ovation today, coming to you from Seabourn Square on Deck 7, all part of the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean Cruise broadcast.
Yeah, so whether we're sharing the latest offer with you from Seabourn on the show or the opportunity to come travel with us on a Seabourn ship, you're going to hear us talk about shipboard credits as part of special deals being discussed. There are many ways to spend shipboard credits on a cruise. With Seabourn, certainly the spa, the nail salon, excursions, you can buy premium cigars with them, various shops, and et cetera. But today we thought we'd talk about two other ways to spend your shipboard credits. Joining us today, we have the Ovation's maitre d', Mihaela Radu, and the bar manager, Intars Ponas.
So, Mihaela and Intars, thank you very much for being part of our broadcast, and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you both with us today. So, all right, we'll start with dining. We're going to start with whiskey. We'll start with Dining Under the Stars. Mikaela, this is such a special production, really, that goes on Deck 12, where the retreat is. So why don't you describe for our listeners what Dining Under the Stars actually is?
Dinner Under the Stars is an intimate event. It's happening in the retreat. It's only for 12 couples. We have only 12 cabanas for the Dinner Under the Stars. And the menus are specially crafted, and they are paired with special premium wine, high-end wines chosen by the head sommelier. And it's a unique event.
So only 12? So
only
that's
12 couples.
Very
yes,
intimate. How often on a cruise would you offer something like that?
Usually we offer once a cruise on a seven-day cruises or on longer cruises two or even three times.
Yeah, right. Okay. We've known some people that did that in the past, and they've had a really nice time with that, so it's done very well. So, Antares, you know, over the years, Mary and I have done a number of segments on the show in wine regions, bourbon trails, beer festivals, and more. We still talk about bourbon tasting that we did at the Greenbrier with the show. Last year we were in Ireland with some of the folks at Jameson. We were going through their whiskeys, and then in Edinburgh, we visited the team with Johnny Walker for their whiskey. But, you know, Seaborn offers a premium experience as well to come enjoy some of the top whiskeys from the world here as well. We experienced that this week while we were on the ship. Thanks to you. We very much appreciate that. It's another way to use your shipboard credit. So talk about the opportunity for everyone listening.
Oh, that's actually a great experience, I think, when you come on board. And even if you're not willing to buy each of them, let's say, one shot, so you just join us. We do once a cruise, two times a cruise. I just join and have, let's say, five, six different kind of styles. So what we also trying to do is compare peated ones, unpeated, and plus, like you mentioned, Irish whiskeys. So just to give that kind of knowledge to our guests. And plus, of course, guests share with us. So we kind of have an exchange with what we learn from each other and pass to the next time.
Well, and this is well done because, like, as I said, Mary and I, we have a lot of experience with this, but, you know, we learned some things from this as well. Nom Nom was great, just a shout out to her as well.
We've done tastings in Scotland and Ireland, and we learned something
team. You know, I want to talk about something else, though, as well. You don't have to go too deep into this. You know, since Seaborn offers unlimited wines, you know, spirits, beers, you know, to passengers anytime, many folks listening, they may think that non-alcoholic cocktails, you know, and beverages don't exist here or so forth to enjoy. Maybe that's their thing and that's not you don't need shipboard credits for that. So I recall the announcement a few years ago about the Zero at Sea drink offers that are here. Talk a little bit about that for folks.
Oh, that is actually something new for us. So, but actually I will say monitoring for the last year is taking a really high speed, and a lot of guests are very interested in this one. And cocktails with available each bar, and plus non-alcoholic wines and sparkling wines, takes a high speed. Yeah, let's say really high demand. And I'm surprised, actually.
Yeah, it's gone well, and the drinks. I mean, I tried one the other day. You can't tell the difference. I mean, they really are that good.
So let's go back to wines. There's another lunch that's very popular, sommelier lunch. Mikaela, please share what that experience
Mihaela
is like.
Mihaela is smiling at this right now. So
she wants to talk about this one.
Sommelier lunch is happening as well in the restaurant on the Sea Days, mm-hmm. and it's an exclusive event. It's by reservation only, and the guests enjoy a four-course lunch paired with premium reserve wine, and the sommelier is doing as well a small story about the wines and funny notes here and there, and it's very enjoyable because it's not only about knowledge, but it's enjoying the lunch as well in the same time with them.
Well, that's very popular.
Mihaela, that is something that Mary and I absolutely would enjoy. I mean, Mary Rudy is all over this as well. Yes. I know he's right now back there in Minnesota with this. But
listen, the food and wine is big here. Thank you both.
Thank you
for
both
all
of
your
you.
Work.
Mihaela,
really.
Antares, appreciate you being here on set with us today and being part of the show. Thank you so much. And we'll see you a little later on the ship, okay?
Thank you.
For dinner. All right, folks, listen, after this quick sponsors break, Mary and I are going to move outside on the deck to talk to some of the passengers, so stick around for that. Today's big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise is coming right back.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at RM. rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's Go America. Today's big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise is quickly coming to an end. And as Mary and I reconnect with you from Grenada aboard Seabourn Ovation for the J-Block, we're sponsored by helixsleep.com/Carrie.
Is there anything better than getting a good night's sleep when you travel in a super comfortable luxury bed at a hotel, resort, or cruise ship? Well, now you can have that same level of quality in your own home. And as a show fan, we're going to save you 20%.
Helixsleep.com/Carrie is going to save you 20%, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, you've heard us share a lot about this cruise today and other areas of the Caribbean we've experienced this week. For our final segment in today's live broadcast from Grenada, we wanted you to hear from some of the passengers aboard Seabourn Ovation with us. So we've moved outside on the deck adjacent to Seabourn Square. It's the aft part of the ship. Robert has our first guest. Let's get right to it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mary. We are outside here at Seabourn Square. First up today, we have Glenn, who is cruising with his beautiful wife, Delene. They received a gift from the captain on this cruise as they've sailed nearly 850 days with Seabourn. You've cruised almost 1,500 days overall. You also served 30 years in the U.S. Coast Guard, so thank you very much for your service to our country.
My pleasure.
So tell everybody where is home, Glenn.
Just north of New York City at a little town called Rhinebeck.
We love Rhinebeck, great Beekman Arms, and it's not far from the Culinary Institute where we've taken the show. So, you know, we know, obviously, you've cruised with Seabourn since we just talked about that, but, you know, has this Seabourn cruise surprised you in any way, or have you had a favorite moment at all?
Almost everything's a favorite moment, but for the, especially the new people, the surf and turf, the caviar and the turf is always a big
deal. Carambola Beach, we had a great time there, yeah. Didn't we? For people listening around the country, if they haven't cruise with Seabourn, what do you want to share with listeners about Seabourn?
Well, I'd say if you're starting to get interested in cruising, Seabourn would be a great place to start. The ships are beautiful, the staff is the best that you can ever find, and the people are top-notch. The guests are from all over the world, and we've literally made lifelong friends from many countries here.
You meet very interesting people here, no question. It sounds like there's another Seabourn cruise in your future, and you're staying on to do the crossing to go over to Lisbon, aren't you?
Looking forward to it. We're looking forward to seeing Europe again and doing it all.
And enjoying the weather that we're having here. Great weather. Thank you very much, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
All right, Robert, and now we're joined by Anna. Anna, we actually connected very early on in the cruise in the port of embarkation, right,
yes.
In St. Martin. So I do know you've cruised with Seabourn, but tell everyone, where's home?
Home is in the UK. It's on the south coast of Chichester. We have lousy winters at the moment. So anywhere in the fun, the sun is brilliant.
Which is why you're here with in the Caribbean. So tell everyone how many Seabourn cruises you've taken.
This is our 16th. We've got another 3 booked, one later this year and 2 more next spring.
Excellent. For this particular Caribbean itinerary, has there been anything that surprised you or a favorite moment you want to share?
Certainly yesterday we went to the Clément Rum Distillery and we had a lovely afternoon out there. We had sampled lots of things. We went out to another place for fritters later. It was real touch of Martinique and I really enjoyed it.
Lovely. Anna, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of this cruise. All right, now we're moving to Barbara. Barbara, nice to see you. We met in Tortola on one of the excursions this week. We had a fabulous time. Tell our listeners where you're from.
I'm from Queensland, Australia.
Okay, and how many Seabourn cruises have you done?
I'm actually a Seabourn virgin. This is my first Seabourn cruise.
Then, perfect. What's your experience been like this week?
Unbelievable. As I said, being very new to cruising, I have to say that I have had the most wonderful time. It is a faultless way of traveling. The detail from and the kindness of the staff, everything is thought through. You don't have to, you virtually have to unpack and then unpack your stress and away you go.
Yeah. Barbara, it's been lovely to meet you this week as well as your husband, Jim. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much,
Enjoy
Mary.
The rest of the cruise.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Take care.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary. Now joining us is Sandy. Sandy, listen, we appreciated you attended our special Seabourn Conversation Seminar this week, so really appreciated you coming out for that. Tell everybody where's home.
Home for me is Larne in Northern Ireland.
Have you cruised with Seabourn or taken a luxury cruise in the past?
No, we've done a lot of cruises with other companies, but this is the first time we've been with Seabourn. And I have to say, I've been very, very impressed.
All right, so Sandy, we're going to see you on a future Seabourn cruise then?
I've been very impressed with Seabourn, I would have to say that. Better okay. than any of the other cruise companies we've used.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. So we're moving now from Sandy right straight to Steve. And we appreciate you're a former air traffic controller. And actually, you were with us on our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise that we did in November. It's great to see you again here on Seabourn Ovation. So share with everybody where's home.
Right now, we're living in Half Moon, New York, which is halfway between Albany and Saratoga.
Okay. We have programs heard there. We like that. So we know that you have cruised with Seabourn before, since we're seeing you for the second time now. But has this Seabourn cruise surprised you in any way? Maybe a favorite moment?
Every port has been better than the other. I mean, yesterday we did an excursion that was just a 7-hour on a catamaran that was absolutely phenomenal from start to finish.
You really enjoyed that. What do you want to share with other listeners, maybe tuned in, who haven't cruised with Seabourn?
I tell you what, if you want personal attention and just a crew that is friendly and just wants to help you out in any way possible, this is the cruise to take.
How many cruises have you done in your lifetime?
This is our sixth and the second on Seabourn.
All right, and I think there sounds like there might be a third.
Actually, we already got a third and fourth booked.
Okay, so I like that. So Steve, love that. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And with Steve, Robert, I think we're going to have to leave it there.
Yeah, I think we absolutely are, Mary. All right, well, folks, that time of the show has certainly come once again. We have to put a wrap on today's big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. Next up is Barbados for us, then Mary and I head to Miami. By the way, look for a full recap on our show website and social media later this week of the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise that's happened all this week. And programming note, next week's show will be an encore presentation. So until we're back with all of you live on March 29th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to everyone here at Seabourn, both on the ship and back at corporate. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone, and let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.